Okay, then you pause again for another 5-6 seconds.
Okay.
Now, I've noticed, first of all, that you talk very fast. Don't do that. FMU listeners can't keep up with you if you talk fast. They think that you're emulating a commercial disc jockey, and you can't do that down here because no one down here ever... Turn down my mic volume a bit, too. No one down here ever has any aspirations about going into commercial radio. Ever. Don't even entertain the notion, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it. Okay. So don't try to sound commercial. Mm-hmm. Slow down, talk much slower. And I also noticed, Neil, that you sound too sure of yourself. There's not enough ambivalence in your voice. You've got to come on mic, and when you're reading your playlist, you've got to say things like, okay, we heard from, what was that, Joy Division I played? And then you got to fumble for the album cover.
Right.
Okay, and while you're fumbling for the album, yeah, and that was, I think that was a B-side. And
how about if I hit the microphone as I'm reading, like, that was, excuse me, a little
very good,
problem
very good.
There. Yeah,
very good, very good.
Okay, I'll try that next week.
Then try to sound like you're not quite sure to say that. That was, I think that was recorded on Rough Trade. No, maybe it was Factory. Let me check. And you fumble with the record a bit more while you're trying to get your facts straight.
And make sure the crumpling sound goes into the microphone.
Absolutely.
Directly.
Make all the possible noises that you can on mic.
Okay.
And, Neil, you had a good thing going when you were wondering about what Barence Whitfield's last name was.
All right.
Excellent.
You could have gone with that. When you're wondering about something, really make a big thing of it. Say, excuse me, lean back, look for the record, just kind of say, well, things like that. Mm-hmm. And you also might want to occasionally give the mic stand a good grab so it makes a loud noise. Try it now. There you go. That's great.
Wow, this is fun, too.
Yeah. Now,
I'm actually enjoying this.
It's excellent. If you can't pronounce a name, pronounce it all 6 possible ways.
Right.
And then finally say that I'm really not sure. Okay? Again, ambivalence and uncertainty is essential down here at FMU. You should never know. You should never sound like you know what you're talking about. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then you should also add in a lot of autobiographical details that are of no interest whatsoever to the audience. Say that you saw this group once at Folk City, perhaps, or at the Ritz, and you think they're going to be coming to town again, but you're not sure because they might have broken up, and the lead guitarist might have left the group, but you're not sure, but you heard a rumor to that effect.
Either that or he died.
Or he died, you think. You're not sure, though.
And also, Neil, you might want to occasionally, if you do want people to take you seriously as a radio artist, just be really inaccessible for its own sake. You might want to play Borbetto Magus or play 2 things at once, cue a cassette up on the air, things like that. Just inaccessibility
Wrong
for
speed.
Its own sake.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything that they would never think of doing in commercial radio, professional radio, or other college radio stations, do it here.
Okay.
Okay? The more that it could be considered bad form, the more likely it is that you'll hear it on FMU and you should do it. Okay? Then, after you've taken about 15 minutes to read your playlist, and by the way, I've noticed that you come on after every 2 or 3 songs and read your playlist, you shouldn't be so considerate of the FMU listeners. You should play about 45 minutes worth of music, consisting of maybe 18 or 19 selections.
I like this, too.
And then, in the squeaky chair, then come on mic and run down your entire playlist very, very slowly.
Generally, a 4-to-1 ratio, Neil. A set, if it's about 45 minutes long, estimate that your rap should then be about 11 minutes. Generally, a 4-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Does it matter if I have the songs in the wrong order?
Yes, you definitely should.
Okay.
You should not have them in the proper sequence. Definitely not. Confuse the listeners as often as you can. Run down that list very, very slowly. Throw in a couple of details. Maybe especially talk about album cover art. Because the listeners can't see it. Talk about what's on the album cover. Try to describe it. Get elaborate as you possibly can. Realizing, of course, the listeners will never see this album cover because it's obscure and probably out of print. Okay? So do that.
Okay.
And also, Neil, when you come in before your show, you should prepare, look through the public service announcement copybook and find all the public service announcements that are out of date.
Right.
Events that have already occurred. And pull those out and read about 90-95% of those. And then right before you're finished, say, oops, that's already happened.
Ah, okay.
Right. And you should read those public service announcements slowly, mm-hmm. and deliberately, and again, keep tossing in inconsequential autobiographical details about yourself.
Mispronounced
personal names, exactly.
Relating.
Say, uh-huh. you know, give the wrong area code. Say that, oh, here's a town you'd never heard of. This is located in such and such a town, you know, mm-hmm. Charlie's Apple, New Jersey or something. And you wonder where that is for a while. Mm-hmm. And talk about a town with a similar name somewhere out there, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think if you do that, all of that. And also, when you read PSAs, read the phone number on the public service announcement maybe 6 or 7 times. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to turn you into a fine, upstanding WFMU DJ within a few weeks.
I hope so, because I've just been getting so much negative criticism, and now with your list, I think I actually have an idea of what I've been doing wrong.
And
or
don't
what I've
forget,
been doing
Neil,
right, maybe. I don't know. I'm not.
Don't forget, you shouldn't, after this, take no more criticism from anybody.
Okay,
this is your show. It's not WFMU's show. This is your show. You own it, okay? And it's your right to hold on to it for as long as you want it.
Okay, because I didn't know whether to feel good or bad last week, because people were coming up to me and saying, Neil, we want to talk to you about your show. We understand you've been sounding good on the air, and I didn't know, was that good or bad, or what to make
I'm
of it?
I'm not quite sure. But along the lines of what Ken just said about not taking any criticism, you should also paradoxically apologize a lot on mic. Mm-hmm. Like if there is dead air or you miscue something, you should come on mic and apologize about it a lot. But of course, inside, you're truly an arrogant person.
Right.
You should be an arrogant person.
Right. So, in other words, be arrogant, but don't let the people know out there that I'm arrogant.
Absolutely not. Apologize a lot.
Well, I think I can start right now by apologizing for coming on every 2 or 3 songs and reading those lists of songs in the proper sequence and you know all the other things I've been doing wrong, not making noise and all that great stuff. But Erwin, thanks a lot for
Neil.
We want
you to fit in here. We really do want you to fit in. We want you to be just like us.
Well, I want to be a success. Oh, is this for me? Can we take this on the air?
Sure.
Is this yellow? Hello, FMU, are you there? Are you here? Did you hang up on me? Are you talking into the wrong end of the telephone?
Let's try it like this.
Are you trying to help me do something a little bit different by not being on the telephone when I... Hello?
They're on hold.
Oh, hello.
We'll get it yet.
I think this is
this is great
being a good
FMU
DJ on
forum,
FMU.
By the way. This is great FMU forum. People were listening to your show for the music, and now you're driving them away, and that's great.
Is anybody there?
No,
well, maybe
gone.
Can we get some pointers from people if you want to call
266-7900,
even though Yvonne is waiting.
There?
I guess I should try to knock it off.
Just hung up. I heard my voice, and they hung up.
Can I go into Yvonne's show for about 20 minutes and?
That too. Never end your show on
time. Uh-huh.
And never begin it on time. Absolutely not.
I knew it. Last week, 3 o'clock on the button, I was out of here, and I knew that wasn't right. 266-7900. If you'd like to make some suggestions on what I can do to be a good DJ. Ah, here we go.
Oh, there's another phone call, Cam.
Oh boy.
Okay,
it's a phone call.
The way you should take phone calls, Neil, also, is always
make
lots of noise. Just press a lot of buttons. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Oops, it's not that one. Is that it?
Put it on
no.
Hold. Oh, okay, there you go. Now you're ready. Take it.
Hello, FMU. I think it's working very well. I think I'm... here we go. Here's another one.
Take it, baby.
FMU.
Hello, could you play Dead Kennedy?
Here's somebody who's been listening intently to the program, obviously, during the last 10 minutes. Play some Dead Kennedys?
Yes.
What song would you like to hear?
Who's Drunk to Fuck?
Okay. I had to ask. Was that the right question to ask? I don't know. Let's try this one here. Maybe we shouldn't. Hello, FMU. You are on the air.
Dr. Erwin?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk to Erwin alone, not on the air.
Oh, gosh. Mother, I'll be right there. I know I'm late for dinner. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Well...
That's a successful round of telephone calls. You should.
I think that went very well.
I think that we can probably make the show permanent now, Neil. And as I said before, it's your show.
You mean I actually passed my my? Well, actually, I think Erwin, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here today. Erwin, are you still? Well, Irwin has... Oh, here he comes, back in the studio. Irwin, thank you.
You sometimes also have someone talking to you in the studio, off mic.
Right, right.
Okay? So the audience can't hear what they're saying.
Right, maybe if you yell things to me from the other room, and then I'll just answer you, and they won't know what you're saying. It'll sound really good. But thanks a lot. I want, Irwin, if you would tune into my show next week from 1 to 3, and give me some critique, perhaps, at the end of the show. Maybe you can give me a buzz and tell me if I've followed, you know, your prescription properly, you know, and if I'm doing it right. Because I really want to be a success. I want to be successful. I want to hit that high note. And I really think you're going to help me do it. And here comes the phone call. Well, we're not going to take it because I think Yvonne is sitting out there saying, well, a joke's a joke, but this bum better get the heck out of my chair and I'm going to sit in here and all that good stuff. So thanks for listening, folks. Even though the phone is ringing, now somebody's got a suggestion for me, and it's probably obscene, so I'm glad we stopped the phone call segment. Thanks again for listening, folks. We will see you... Wait a minute, I'm doing it again. Okay. Thank you for... Excuse me, I have the modulation too loud. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll be back. Let me check the schedule here.
Right.
Okay.
No,
right.
It.
Next. Okay. Thursday, either 1 to 3 or noon to 2. I'm not sure. 1 to 3 or noon to 2. I'll be here. And we have one last song right now for you before Yvonne comes on. Here's the Electric Prunes. I think it's on the right speed. I'm not sure. See you next Thursday at 1. Okay.